Yo, we're back with the Elephant in the Room podcast. It's your boy B. I'm accompanied by my dog, one of my brothers, you know what I'm saying? My boy Tay, Deontay from the Akron City, home of the basketball player LeBron James. I've been running into this question a lot with my friends in chats, and we've been talking about it. So essentially, you know, I got a couple of homies that say no. Mm-hmm. I got a couple of homies that be like, if I love her, so what? Is it possible for you to be with someone that has been with your friends? And I'm talking about, like, is it possible for you to date them and then see yourself marrying them? Is that possible? Now, stipulations, I'll give you one. I'll give you two different scenarios. One relationship ended, it was just for 1 year. Another relationship was for like 6 months. Could you do it?
Man, she better be. Hey,
hey,
she better be one elite. She better be cold. Two, she really gotta like be like that.
Bad as fuck.
It's past bad. She gotta be like everything I need. Cause it's my homie. Something about being with a girl that your homie's creased. So slow motion. It's different if it was just like, nah, because then what if the homie like, nah, that's my.
But nah, but the homie said it's cool. Like, I don't fuck with anyone. You know, we've been in that situation.
Yo.
It's happened before. Look at him.
Man.
Essentially, I mean. I think when it comes down to it, right, the male ego is so fragile, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the male ego is just like, it's like if you touch it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, pause. But, like, essentially, like, but essentially, like, dude, it is so fragile. It's like if you touch, like, an open wound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, no, I agree.
It's just crazy, like, how fragile the male ego is because it's like, my homie was like, nigga, you think that I'm about to wipe up a girl that my best man hit? Got me fucked up. I'm like, niggas were mad at me for asking.
Yeah. Like, did you actually ask me that?
Well, yeah, I'm dead ass.
No, well, I must have to say, for the most part, no. I don't think I could do it for real.
Now, why couldn't you do it?
It's just too much stuff that goes into it, and there's too many other people in the world. It's way too many other people in the world.
Now, hold on. Let's also say this. Let's say that, like, when it comes to you, the you know what, ain't nobody better.
What you mean?
I'm saying when it comes to the
okay,
that right. When it comes to that, ain't nobody better. Also, too, what are the things that you really appreciate in women? Like, what are the things that it's like, okay, like that's. You'll say in your mind, like, okay, that's wifey for real. Like, what are the attributes that you can put to a woman and be like?
Well, first, let me backtrack real quick for you.
I
ain't gonna lie, for the most part, there's so many stipulations on this topic for real. Like,
yeah.
For one, if I knew my homie dated her for a year, feel me? If I knew this. It's automatically out this. It's out the window. Yeah, it's slow. I'm not even about to try to. No.
But have you ever been in a situation where it's like, I can't help it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like.
My homies know which shorties in there that was so. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That, I feel me?
On like, that level where.
He even like, told me, like, bro, like, she really it. And I'll just be like, she looked like it. But I ain't going to go, like, never about to go, I'm not going to DM, none of that.
So you kind of feel like bro code before anything.
Yeah, it's just, because it's, like I said, it's way too many other people in the world.
Yeah, no doubt.
Too many. Definitely too many.
But no, essentially.
Too many good
eats. To me, I feel like there's levels to it. If the shorty didn't mean anything to you and you said it's cool.
It's up for grabs.
Yeah, because I feel like some people kind of find themselves like going behind their friends' back
Yeah.
Because, like, they really like this girl. Mm. And even though it didn't work out with your buddy, you're kind of like, but it's working out for me.
No, I feel like if it's – everybody got them off-limit shorties.
Facts.
Like, everybody got, like, that one or two love of my life. Didn't work out. Maybe moved away. Mm. Cold little tingy.
Yeah.
But
– one of them tresses.
But the ones that you just – maybe you even hooked up with her for like 6 months and never got past just hooking up. Mm-hmm. And now you got a girlfriend. Now you're not hooking up with her no more. Ain't nothing wrong with your. To me, I don't care if my homie.
Yeah, dig, like you moved on.
Dig in the cookie jar. Yeah. Don't.
Say that you moved on and like.
Yeah.
Would you harbor any like resentment or feelings to your bro if you moved on, had a shorty? Now, you know, we obviously have levels right now. Say that this shorty, like, you just got over. And you're in a new relationship. Say like you're in a new relationship for like a year and a half now.
There's no getting over if we just was hooking up.
It's nothing. No, I'm saying a different scenario. I'm saying like,
okay.
You're in a relationship now. It's going great. You're already like probably moved in with the girl. You're thinking long term.
Mm.
Your boy gets with a girl that maybe the breakup was kind of nasty. The breakup was kind of nasty, but like, you maybe harbor some feelings for that shorty. Like you almost. I don't know if you ever. Felt like I don't want this shorty to be happy ever, like fucked. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever felt like that before?
I never felt like that before.
Yeah, because you a nice. Man.
I'm a decent human.
You know, you're yeah. I ain't.
No.
I
just feel like
suffer.
Hey, I'm never. Because if I still feel some type of way, then that means I'm not ready for the relationship I'm in. If I'm feeling some type of way about a, fact. You feel me? Something that I'm already also, out of the relationship
I'm
with.
I'm just a petty nigga. Like if you did something, it's not about. It's not about like anything that I did. Because if I did it, if I was the like the culprit, like I cheated or like I said some crazy shit or like, you know, I just did something so dumb that you decided, nigga, fuck you. Then I got to eat that. And my, you know what I'm saying? I got to take responsibility and accountability. Like, that's on me.
That's on you.
But if you did something to me. I do not wish you well.
I'm low-key like that, too.
You know my nigga Brent Fire said? He said, honey, I don't wish you well unless it's with me.
Nigga, petty as hell.
Yeah, but, like, I'm kind of, like, resentful in that matter, like, where it's, like, if I'm not coming to you with any, like, ill will, like, if I'm not, like, bro, because I really don't do that. Like, you know me. Like, I don't really pull up with any ill intention. I don't really pull up to, like, scheme or get over on people. I just don't do that. But, like, I've had it happen to me so many times because, like, I feel like when you're, like, you know what it is. Like, beyond just, like, women, right? Friendships, whatever the case may be. You let some shit slide where you could have been, like.
Sick about it.
You know what I'm saying?
And said some shit about it.
Or said some shit.
Yeah.
Or called a nigga out.
For sure.
But the difference between you and me is.
You know if it's.
The difference between you and me is you know how to hold your tongue. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't, bro.
I'm just non-confrontational personally, so I just be letting shit slide.
I don't. I'm not confrontational either. But until like, yo, if my blood is boiling, bro, I'm almost like Joe Budden to an extent. Like, you know how Joe Budden just like he can't just sit.
He's 0 to 100 too.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. See, I'm not like.
But like, I'm not like outright just calling niggas out or nothing.
Yeah. Nah. I gotta get. It's mine is a build up. Then after that, I'm blowing up and then I'm on that with everybody.
Yeah. So essentially, for me, it's mostly just like. Damn, you really did me in like that? Like, now I got to get you.
Yeah, I know that. You know, speaking of this, like, you know, people, I done got backdoored by one of my homies. You know who you are.
We know who you are.
We know who you are.
We know who you are.
I got backdoored for a shorty, and I could have just been on some real, like, I could have been on some, I'm on that with,
revoked.
I'm on that with both of y'all, but I was just like, I literally don't care because, like I said, more fish in the sea.
But also it's
but it is sometimes but
it's that mob mentality where it's like because I watch a lot of Sopranos it's that mob mentality where it's like I'll smile in your face but I know
for sure
but I know yo any nigga that like knows what you did but hasn't reacted yet that's a scary nigga bro.
Sometimes it ain't worth going into all that
demon mode
it ain't even worth it like
but, like, man, sometimes it is.
One thing, I'm definitely not about to fight you over her. That I'm, if I'm talking to her, if I'm just talking to her, if this is my girl, though, or somebody I dated and I loved her, and you was my homie, you did that, I'm really on that with you.
You fighting?
Spanking that rump. I was spanking that rump. Now you gonna lie. No.
Okay, so like, that's what I'm saying though.
Yeah.
So if it's coming down to the point where it's like, damn, nigga, you really did that?
Yeah, well, my nigga FBG Butter said, he said, Fight Night Friday. Yeah. Kicking ass. That's on.
He said, I'm spanking that little boy. Man. So like, no, seriously, like, you really will fight. Because that's what I said to my, me and Mitch were having this conversation too, right? He was like, I don't see like the issue. Like, she's not your girl. Like, why would you be mad? It's like, no, bro. Like, it's the fact that I told him, like, I would never date any of his exes. I would never go after anyone he's ever been with or even liked. Number one, the number one reason why, motherfucker, you know how many conversations we had privately where you were spilling your feelings? How would you feel if I heard all of that and said, fuck you,
and did it anyway?
The why in your girl is silent. It's ours now. Are you fucking kidding me, nigga? Like, bro, fuck no, bro. No. You're fucked up. Like, I'm not fucking with that.
But I also feel like it depends on the level of relationship with your homie. Because some dudes, not really your homie, like, especially being where we live at, you will see a whole bunch of people out, but they're not like your homie homies.
Acquaintances.
Yeah, so there's more of like, you not, I don't call you up and talk to you.
Spade is paid, bro. Like,
and I don't be paying attention to what girl you messing with and stuff like that. Like, if I do see it, I'm going to try to mind my own. But if I end up messing with somebody that you mess with in the past and we develop being homies, you ask me about it, I'm going to just tell you the truth. I'm about to be, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going, but if you my homie, you know, like, just like how you said, for dude telling you all this, spilling his heart out to you about a shorty, and you go ahead and do that, we got to hit. That's crazy. I
think that's a beatable offense.
Yeah, definitely be. That's awesome. Yeah, hold on. What are you talking? A beatable. Hey, dude, crazy though.
Hey, yo, beatable. Looking more. Anywho, though, but yeah, man. Like, I just think that personally, like, that's where like me, like Mitchell wasn't understanding like what I was coming from. I'm like, bro, like. It's the fact that I told you so many things.
Yeah.
I told you so many private things within the relationship. I told you so many instances where, like, this person made me feel low. This person made me feel this way. This person gave me, you know, such a high.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or I said, like, yo, this woman can be a great wife one day. If I'm really telling you about somebody in, like, a very vulnerable state and you do that, I think you'll do anything.
Oh, for sure.
I think
you don't give a fuck about me at all if you're doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I just can't do it, and I have to ask permission before anything, especially if she wanted me to crease or something like that. But like, at this point, you know, I'm too old to be kind of playing those games.
Yeah,
I'm looking to like low key like find somebody that hasn't been with my friends. It's not looking good.
Hey.
But at the same time, I think about this. How about this, though? Just to end the topic, but, like, let's circle it back. What if this girl, right, is not really on no hoe shit, is not really, like, doesn't bring out hoe behavior, very quiet, wants to be, a wife one day, wants to be a mother one day, but, like, she went into the dating pool, didn't work out. Now, some of your friends were in that pool. Right? Let's say about 3 or 4 of them niggas. We're in that pool, right? I think a person's character should be taken into the equation of whether or not you would be seen or not. I think it matters to this topic. Because if I was just with some girl that was getting flown out, was getting flown out and shit and doing all that extra shit and moving around. Like, I'm not the type of person to be judgmental about Instagram or not like that. I think it's all, like, whatever to me. Like, the gram's not even real.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all niggas
are
frauds.
A lot of women care about the gram.
Like, if you're using filters, you're a fraud. period. Because it's not real. Am I wrong or right?
It's not real?
If you're using a filter, you're not real.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not.
What?
I can't say that. This
is crazy. It's not real.
It's not real. But
I understand. You want to enhance the pic. You want to look nice.
Okay.
Ooh, do that. But it ain't real.
Is that? Can you say that? Save the Look at me trying to take the girl's side. Look.
Yeah, bitch ass nigga.
Like, nigga, you're not getting nothing.
Like, bro, she doesn't love you.
All right, all right. I was about to say, isn't that the same thing as a nigga hooping, right? Yeah. He edit his pics with all these different types of edits to make it ain't look real. Better.
You did it. You what? Shot 2 for 12, nigga. Stop capping. I'm on everything, yeah. Bro. I'm saying, nigga, the gram is not real, period. Like, if you're using filters, if you're fucking, like, editing to the point where
you... Bro, I could go so deep into Instagram. From,
yeah, it's, we, from, go, we can
from,
talk about it.
That's what I'm saying. From people, from girls being mad about, like, following other girls on the gram or liking the girls' pictures.
We'll
low-key.
We'll get into that. Hold on, we'll get into that. Hold on. But just to say, like, right? I think, personally, a person's character in regards to a relationship should be the number one thing that you put on your brain.
Yeah.
Not the bodies.
Yeah, no. I think, I agree.
And I think I found one. But at the topic of discussion, right, I think, like, if a person would happen to hook up with a couple of your boys, but, like, wasn't just fucking one, fucking two, fucking three, fucking four. No, she was, like, she was talking to them.
Like, trying to
figure it out.
Yeah, trying to really get a relationship
out of
it.
She's not outside all the time. She's at the crib, like, she goes on walks, hikes.
She talked to them or did she date them? She tried to date them,
yeah,
but
she tried to see where it go. It didn't work out.
And your homies don't care about her.
No, it's just about the girl that I'm really asking now. Like, fuck the homies. Like, they don't even give a fuck now. They moved on. They're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, because she hit your friends, is she, like,
off limits? Dub? Or, yeah,
but,
I
like,
see.
But I'm saying, though, in the instance of that, the character matches what you're looking for. Is it still a dub? Yeah, it is, nigga.
it's looking like a dub for
even,
sure.
Even if the character is 100, like, the character's great. She good. And, like, she can cook for you. Like, she's there for you. Still a dub. Done. That's tough.
I feel like I'm saying that now until I was in a situation for real. Yeah. I really do feel like that.
I'm talking about, like, you really feel something.
Also, bro. Where is Mrs. Wright? I gotta see her.
I gotta see her.
No, I feel like I definitely don't. I feel like I definitely gotta be in that situation. Other than that, so slow.
Slow, period. All right. Well, to segue into the next year, we were about to ring off.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Has become a real problem in our generation where people are really having legit arguments.
Legit.
About what is cheating even on the gram.
I'm talking about relationship.
I had a girl try to expose me too. I didn't forget. When I see you, I see you. Especially about this topic, right? She said to me, basically, liking other girls' pictures, liking them, is giving them validation. So I guess I give LeBron validation too, right? By that logic.
I'm going to say I believe in liking people. Well, I have a different thought process. I like everybody's pics.
Me too.
Like everybody's. I'm like
dudes, girls, yeah. Transgenders, everybody.
I'm like everybody's pic.
Yeah.
It's almost like a form of showing love to everybody. Like, you posted this and people love getting likes. Like,
the endorphins be
a lot of girls, especially for somebody to hate for their dude to be sending them likes out. What if every dude just didn't give out no likes? Y'all wouldn't have no likes. Just your 6 petty friends. No, I'm saying. But
I think it's so dumb.
No, it's nothing wrong.
I came from an app where I used to, like, take pictures of Burger King bags. Like, oh, look at my little meal. Look, you know what I'm saying? Like, it used to be that. When has it become crazy. Like, now you niggas are setting up tripods talking about, I brought in the groceries today. Like, nigga, take your ass in and put them groceries away, nigga. Right. Shut the fuck up. Like,
that's how bad it is. It's transformed.
It's trash, bro. It's like, it's become, like, so demoralizing. It's not even fun anymore. Mm. It's not even fun anymore. People have literally sucked the fun out of Instagram. Like, now it's, you like your picture, you're cheating on me? What? Yeah. I just liked the picture and kept going. Yeah. Now, it'd be one thing if I liked the picture and then was in her story and then hard-eyeing her. Like, that's OD.
Yeah, that's OD.
That's OD. Like,
what are you doing?
Like, go on your burner. Like, what are you doing? No. Like,
I feel like liking a picture and then liking, like, a story is completely.
Saying, hey,
yeah, that's
fuck
two.
With
that's,
me.
That's two different things.
I am here for,
like,
you.
It's lighting up. I mean, you might genuinely slide up. I'm not going to say every dude is on that sliding up trying to get something out of it. But, like, most people sliding up for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, most.
I just think that the whole notion of, like, I'm giving validation.
Yeah.
So, like, that means girls can like my pictures then.
Facts. So basically, the whole app is pointless if we get down to it.
Bro, the way that I do it is, I'm single now, right? So I can really do whatever the fuck I want. Yeah. If I had a girlfriend, I just wouldn't be doing what I do now.
Yeah. Just so you don't start no problems.
Yeah.
I can't be liking pictures and stuff. I mean, some girls is...
It's slow. Like, if it's like an action or something like that, it's slow. Like, there's no... But I think in my mind, bro, I don't really hold any grudges for people Well, that's a lie. I do hold a grudge for some people. But I'm sorry, trying to get over. I'm trying to be better. But either way, fuck you. But essentially, like, for me... When I go on Instagram, I'm not coming there with any ill will, any like scheming intentions, especially if I had a girlfriend or if I was talking to somebody. I've never been like caught up or anything like that. And I'm not to say like I'm sneaky or whatever.
Yeah.
I just have never been talking to somebody and then entertaining multiple people. I just never done that. I've never done it. And people might be like,
"You're capping?" Type thing. Yeah.
No, I've never done it. Because you know why? Number one, I don't want to be embarrassed. Number two, I don't want my name getting around like I can't be trusted. But it's already been around, like, I'm a slut, but, like, whatever. Like, all because, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's all about being
like,
straightforward.
Yeah.
I'm pretty upfront with anybody.
Yeah, like, this is what it is. Yeah. This is what it ain't.
Yeah. Even if I don't say nothing, and she don't say nothing, you can just tell, like, how the vibes is between us, which way the route is going. Like, you know what's going on, and sometimes you don't have to say nothing. But if you ask me, I'm going to tell you,
which is very important. And at the end of the day, too, it's like, people really, when you have the discussion and people are still getting mad at you, did you not listen to me, bitch?
The first time?
Did you not hear? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? And my nigga say, I cannot believe this shit. Like, bro, I told you what it was.
Yeah,
why
I told
you.
What?
If someone told me, hey, Brennan, you're cool, but I just want dick. That's it, nigga. Shut up. I'll call you. You call me. Let me know.
Yeah,
that's it,
type
nigga.
Shit. Yeah.
Don't. This ain't no lovey dovey shit. I'm gonna put none of that. This is just I'm beating.
Unless she's a bad ting, eh? You definitely own that. Yeah.
Nah,
I want to hear.
Nah,
you really
like back
want
in like
when you really want that.
Back in like 2012, yeah, I would be a loser.
Good dweebleton.
Yeah, big dweeb. Like, I would have been a fucking loser. Like, why?
But you saying that? But I promise you, every dude and been or messed with a girl and she wasn't trying to be nothing, but you really wanted to be with her. And you tried to be on that soft, like, and why you doing me like that? You definitely been there before with one baddie, at least one. Every dude done did that before.
I wasn't.
You just said the girls be like, still getting mad, even though you told them what it was.
Oh, I mean,
I probably just,
yeah.
Every dude that's been there,
and I know the people that watch this know who it is. But like, we dare you to lie, nigga. We dare you to lie. We know. I mean, there's been times where I said I like this girl, then she pisses me off. No, I don't like her no more. You niggas can have her. Da 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 da. That was cap.
That was cap.
Because I was trying to find a way to like compartmentalize like what was going on within the situation to where like I ended up just being in my own head. So I mean, I've had like women like kind of make me feel like I ain't shit. They kind of humble you, but like not really humbling you. They just kind of make you feel low.
I don't know what you mean by that for real.
I'm saying that like you never had a shorty like play you out and then you just felt like, wow, fuck, like what don't I have that this nigga,
yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, like, I have felt like that mostly when I was younger though.
Yeah,
when
me too.
I really didn't have nothing.
Yeah now it's
so
different.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
and now,
yeah,
I get why they did that, because
yeah,
nigga, you didn't have nothing.
You didn't have anything.
Yeah.
But I also think that like the gram, you know,
huge part,
staying on the gram kind of makes people feel low too. It kind of makes people feel like, why isn't my life like this?
I definitely catching myself living in that, like, in that, like how I feel like I gotta prove that I have anything.
Yeah.
I get caught up doing that sometimes. And people probably be like, I don't know, people might look at my Instagram and be like, the people who really know me know how I am. But I feel like even myself, like the stuff that I put on Instagram, I feel like I need validation or just to show off a little bit. I don't know why, but I be catching myself doing that. Like, I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
And that feel like that's part of me spending an excessive amount of money.
Yeah, but that's because you can, bro. I don't think it's always about like trying to. I feel like most of the time you're just living in the moment and you're having fun. That's yeah. fine.
Sometimes, and I just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I got to let other people know that I'm having fun because this yeah. is the whole culture of the Instagram now. It's just
yeah.
like,
yeah, I got to let yeah. you know that I'm him.
Yeah.
like, but yeah, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's definitely a big competition, a big like dick swing.
Yeah, for sure.
On some real for shit. Sure. And then like you got certain girls too where I've heard. Where they'll talk trash and be like, I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like every other bitch. I'm a top tier bitch. But you have no man. And you're 30?
And you're 30? You're wild. Cause I'm
not looking good, boyo. Nah, and I don't mean to say that to talk trash because I'm 29. I have no girls. Yeah. I have nothing. I'm alone.
I'm 29. Yeah.
But
yeah,
like
I'm getting there.
But for real, like I'm not in that. I'm not even in the space to even be with a woman right now because I don't even have my shit together right now. I'm still striving to go finish goals. I'm still striving to go and do the things I want to do before I end up having like a family, things like that. I'm not even gonna say like I'm the best nigga out here. Like I'm definitely not. There's definitely times where I'm like even today. Like today was like a terrible day. Like like I'm in my own head. I'm just like feeling like damn. Like I'm so stagnant. Like. Things I want to do, I'm not doing them. Am I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even on a like suicidal shit, but there's just days where I'm just feeling like, when is this gonna get better?
Yeah. So you like in a stage of depression almost? Or yeah, you
think? Dude, so? I mean, let me give you the symptoms of what I have essentially, and it's not. I don't want to fall off topic about Instagram and stuff like that. Yeah. I feel like Instagram plays a role.
Yeah, for sure.
I think right now I'm feeling almost worthless, but like. Sometimes I don't even want to get up out of bed. I'm not positive. My emotions are just on mute.
Yeah, I think that's like crippling depression where you literally just can't do anything.
Yeah, yeah. And like, bro, I haven't been to the gym in like 4 days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ordering Uber Eats like every day. Nothing wrong with that, but
there's nothing wrong with the Uber Eats.
Slow down, every
day. Hold on.
That scale is saying something else.
Yeah, that's but, that. I was in that same. First off, you mean something to me.
Yeah, my nigga.
Yeah, don't feel worthless. You mean something to me, my boy. Appreciate you, my nigga. But on the far as that depression feeling, I've been there. Especially, well, I don't know. I used to think that a few years ago, if you was like especially athletes when they'd be like, I suffer from anxiety or depression. I used to be like, how you're a millionaire? That's my first. Thing but until like, I experienced it myself because I used to didn't think anxiety and depression was real, and then it just seemed like everybody would say I have anxiety and depression, but the way the world is today, everybody should have anxiety or depression or both or PTSD or something like that. Like everyone's been through some form of something. It doesn't matter your mental capacity of handling a situation of stress. Everybody has. Everybody's stress is different, and then it affects everyone differently. Mm-hmm. So that's how I never experienced it until my little brother passed, yeah. And that was the first time. And I was like, "This shit is real,
real."
And then it really kicked in. Is I had no business doing this, but I went out to the club like a week later.
Yeah,
and I went out, and I literally like felt like so on edge, like. I don't know. I was like on fight or flight the whole time I was out. My chest hurting.
If a nigga bumped
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like I was just like, shouldn't have been in that environment. Yeah. By the end of the night, I'm crying. Like, it's like 1:30, 1 o'clock.
Sad as fuck.
I'm in the bathroom crying. Leak in there with me. Shout out to him. He was making me feel better. Somebody else is in there too. But whoever you is, I appreciate you from looking out and checking on me.
Shout out to my nigga Leak.
Yeah, shout out to Leak, man. Yeah. That was love. But yeah, that was my first time experiencing just the lick of. Anxiety, depression, like it actually is real. And I apologize to everybody who has it. Those couple years ago when I really thought it wasn't a thing, it is a thing.
Yeah, but I know what you we live and learn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Until it happens to you, you don't really know.
You really don't.
Like, I mean, the same way that you talk about you lost your brother, like I just lost almost like, well, actually, I just recently just lost a friend this month. I lost my old roommate last month. My mom just lost her mother and brother in back-to-back weeks.
Yeah.
So it's been a tough year. And I say that to say too that when it comes to like the Instagram shit, and you're seeing people going on vacations with their family, or you're seeing people having these flourishing relationships, and they make you feel like you're like this because you don't have it.
Mm.
But then they want to preach mental health, and they want to preach that you can be like this too. Mm. But it's like, are you showing them like what it takes to get to this level of happiness?
You're just
showing them.
You're showing the finale.
Yeah. Well, are you showing the process? Because Kobe, bro, like RP Kobe, bro, because like. It took him dying for me to understand what his whole mission was.
Mm.
And his mission is to, like, obviously work hard,
mm.
be a good person, but also, like, have that mentality to where, like, nothing can break you, right?
Yeah.
But the objective of the Mamba mentality is to enjoy the process of getting to the glory.
Mm.
Because you see him get to these championships, he's crying when he's holding his daughter, RPGG. He's holding his daughter, he's fucking crying because he knew when he was crying those tears, he knew the times where like his knees were hurting, his ankles were hurting. All this shit was hurting. His marriage was crumbling. Like, he's about to lose his wife. Like, that sacrifice and those things that it took to get to where you want to get to and to get out of this dark hole, I know what I got to do. I just got to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not really happy with the life right now, and it's kind of like spilling over into my relationships with like friends and family, and I really feel like a piece of shit when it comes to how I've been treating my family as of like the last like maybe 2 or 3 years, and I think it's stemming from a problem from within that I have to correct soon, or it's gonna eat me alive.
Yeah.
And I really say that to say like. You know, this is real shit. Like, I'm not just saying this because I have a podcast like, or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't feel good in life right now.
Yeah.
And it's due to the fact of my own actions and also the level of how I'm handling things. And I know that I've been handling things wrong. But it's hard to get out of your own way when you don't see it up front and center. So, like, just to, you know, back up what you were saying, like, you know, there's been times where I was on flight or flight.
Yeah. And so, yeah, the whole time.
There was one time where, like, I lost, like, a someone I really, really loved. Not, like, by death, but by choice.
Yeah.
And the tightness in my chest when I lost this person, I don't want to ever feel that again, bro. Yeah. That shit. Like, I never thought I would really experience, like, me going through something about a girl.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Mm.
But I did. And that, and now I know what anxiety feels like, because then I saw her maybe a few months after that with someone new.
Mm.
And my brother was asking me, like, bro, like, you're sweating. Like, bro, and you're hot. Like, are you good?
Yeah,
bro. I think I was having like a panic attack in that moment.
Yeah,
it's something I couldn't.
You wasn't ready for it.
No, and I couldn't control it. Like, it just happened to me. Like Nick froze up and all that shit. Like, like, bro, I never want to go back to that feeling ever again. So it's just gonna take a lot of hard work, and you know, also too, like, you know, living alone, like, you're stuck with your own thoughts. And I've had those moments with living alone where those thoughts eat away at you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, luckily, like, I've never had the balls to really do what others have done because those thoughts really killed them.
Yeah.
I've never had the balls to do it because then, you know, I got my sister just turned 13 today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta think about stuff like that. Yeah, it's just family. Like,
it's not just about you, bro.
Yeah. But that's what people in that situation don't want to hear. It makes it harder sometimes.
Yeah.
I just hear that. Yeah. But that does also help a lot of people that knowing that.
Yeah,
you have other people that really actually need you in life. So,
I mean, I mean, at the same instance too, like, you know, bringing the topic full circle. Instagram was cool, and it's a way to get some money. It's a way to express yourself. It's a great way at just being you on the internet and being able to live life. Now, also, we got some bullshit where, you know, we have certain sides. Where people are, we have certain people that, you know, kind of have their own opinions about things and they go overboard, or they're on a different side of different, you know, of the internet where it's dark or whatever the case may be. But I'm on the side more of I don't really want to post when I am feeling my lowest, because I don't, because we also have those incidences where it's like, okay, you told the internet your problem. Now we all know.
Yeah.
So when people look at you,
they see your problem. And they just,
they don't even
making
see you.
Assumptions about you, and
they don't even see you no more. So that's also the risk we run, because they're gonna tell you like, speak up, talk more, shut the fuck up.
It's not that.
Tell them the full story. Tell them about how when you talk, the judgments you're gonna have to experience. Tell them that when you talk, how people are gonna look at you different. How they're gonna have a side eye about you. Tell them about how when you talk, people are talking behind your back and using everything that you said because you were vulnerable against you. Tell them that too. Because it's not just sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, but,
you know what I'm saying? Tell them everything when you say that bullshit. But literally, like, I live in reality, and that's reality right now. The reality is, if you're vulnerable, people are going to use it against you. But also, people will see the similarities that they have with you and your issue. It's just about where you're cool with, if you're cool with having both sides happen.
Yeah.
I am not. Because that's why I don't talk a lot. I really don't. I really kind of suffer in silence.
Yeah, same.
I don't really talk a lot.
Yeah, I've never been vocal about my problems for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, you know, with your brother, like, you know, pivoting to that, you know, I mean, I definitely seen. There's something I can really say to you.
Yeah.
There'll be times where I'm like, yo, Tay, like,
so. Yeah. I heard, like, a lot of people say, like, when they lose people like that, like, there's not enough sorries in the world because it don't change nothing. But you can always wish for the best, you know. Wish them, you know, it's whatever. But it was it is still to this day. I feel like I don't even know what to say. The situation is, it seems like it's never ending. Like, even days where I'm not trying to think about it.
Thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, even if I don't think about it, I could feel it or something, feel some type of way. But I feel like it's the worst part for me is seeing people that you love hurt, like my mom. That's the worst part for me. Because it's like,
there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, there's literally nothing I can say or do. And I'm already not vocal enough. I'm not, like, I don't want to say I don't have feelings, because I do say that a lot. But I just feel like I'm not expressive. And I don't know how to show, like, my words are so, I'm just like not. It just, I don't know. It seems numb when I talk or even.
I definitely feel what you're saying, because my dad lost his sister back in 06. Mm. And he would tell me, like, yo, I think about her every day. Because my dad would have to drive a truck every day. And he would just say, like, I think about her every day. And there's nothing I can do. I'm just 12 years old. There's nothing I can do.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like at the end of the day, like, I wish I could have the superpower, right? One thing I wish I could do is I wish I could just bring back certain people that people, like, just really have maybe one more dinner with,
or
one more conversation.
Yeah.
I wish I could. I wish I could do that for so many fucking people, bro, because I see it every fucking time when, like, when they're posting it, or, like, when I see a shift. Like, my homegirl just lost her boyfriend, and he was a good friend of mine in college, and he's gone. And I'm used to seeing him around town hall and different places we go, like, always tap music. It's like, yo, I'm your Irish brother, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm not going to have that anymore.
Yeah.
It still hasn't even hit my mind that he's not here.
Yeah. And I also.
Yeah, bro. So
yeah. In the situation, or in my situation, I feel like you feel bad that they are gone, but, like, the worst part is really not being able to cheer somebody up from it or make them feel better, because you can't take it away.
Can't take it away.
Like, that's how you say, like, when you were 12 with your dad, it was just like you just feel helpless. Like, you really can't do nothing about it.
And even, like, watching my mom when she lost her dad, like, she's like, we're hearing her cry in her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll never forget that those days, bro. Like, there's sometimes where it's like, I don't want to ever feel that. So I hope that, and this sounds really selfish and shitty, but I hope I'm gone before they are.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to know what it's like. It sounds dark as fuck saying that, but, like,
a little bit.
But it's real. It's real, though.
I don't want to go to another funeral the rest of my life. No. I wish I could avoid it.
I haven't even been to one.
Yeah, I just wish I could avoid it for real. Yeah, but, like, ain't nothing worse than hearing a grown man cry as hard as I heard.
Your pops.
It's my stepdad.
Your stepdad.
Yeah. But, like, mom collapsed. Hearing him cry like that, it's like a whole different level.
A shift.
You know, like, automatically when men cry, it's automatically like.
Oh, bro. Big. I know.
So
bro,
to hear somebody cry like that, that was probably the worst. Like, terrible. Worst feeling ever. Like, I really felt it was so bad.
Yeah. Actually, when I was 12 years old, my dad was going through that with his sister, and I watched him cry.
Yeah.
Like a baby, like nigga was weeping, and I just sat with him and I cried with him.
People that you never even seen cries, it really is.
Like my dad's like Superman, man. Yeah. He's like the macho man.
Yeah,
like, my dad's like a good dude. Like, I've obviously, like, he's a strict parent, but like, look what came out of it. Nigga. I'm hearing a podcast with you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, look what came out of that strict parent. But it's like my dad is one of those African dads. You know, he's one of them tough ass niggas. Like, he's just tough, and he taught me how to, like, you know, be a man and stand for things and. Not letting niggas push you around and do all that, you know. But seeing him vulnerable in that state, changed my viewpoint on him. Because I just thought, like, this nigga don't cry.
Yeah.
I've seen him cry maybe twice.
Speaking about the crying.
Yeah.
This, like, I'm not bashing my family, but this is how I felt. Everybody looked, because I'm, like I said, like, I'm the one that never cry. And I'm always like.
Hard body.
Yeah, normally like the one that's trying to
keep
everybody together. Like my older brother, he can't necessarily contain his emotions when he upset. So when he weep hard for real. Like he really be crying. But I feel like I'm growing up and being who I was and being so like non-vocal and non-expressive that they assume that I'm a rock. And like, I felt like I wasn't allowed to cry. Like, I didn't cry at the funeral. I didn't cry in front of everybody. Everybody else was crying, you know. And then I get a bunch of texts from, like, and calls from family, like, you got to be strong for everybody else. And that's all I heard. I heard that so much, like you got to be strong. But then it made me feel like I couldn't
gonna
be expressive.
Strong?
Yeah.
Who's going to be strong for you?
Yeah, that's how it felt for me, that's unfortunately. But
bro.
I don't know. It's definitely different experience. I don't be liking to talk about my little emotions and stuff like that. I be trying to just brush
it off. I love doing it now because now we're in a space where we're protected for doing it. I'm not talking about in the standpoint of like I didn't get my way, so I'm depressed. No, I'm talking about like real issues, real things that like if a nigga really said something crazy, we're whooping his ass for that. Like there's just certain things that you, excuse me, that you don't say. Especially about an incident like that. Like, bro, could you imagine me saying, like, you know, fuck, bro. Like,
anything like
You know what I'm saying? What would happen if I did that? Nigga, you're stomping me out.
For sure.
And it's a good ass whooping, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I think we are protected in that mode where we can definitely cry.
Yeah. But it took me till I was literally, like, a couple years ago, I really didn't think it was okay to cry. Like, you could not catch me crying. Mm-hmm. Like, really. And I mean, you grow up. What did you hear your whole time man, growing up? You soft, like you soft
ass
as
nigga,
fuck.
Yeah.
Why
you crying?
Why
nigga?
Is you crying? Yeah,
yeah. Bitch ass nigga. Like,
anything like that, you hear that growing up your whole life, like, and that's why I feel like just up until a couple years ago, I was like, all right, now I'm realizing emotionally intelligent enough to understand, like, nigga, it's okay to cry. There's nothing wrong with crying. I do that shit all the time now. Yeah. It feels good, actually.
It feels good. It releases.
And you know what's crazy? I saw this TikTok with these dudes going around campus, and they asking, like, when was the last time you cried? They asking boys, you know, women and men.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. And one girl was like 30 minutes before class. Other girl was like last night. Another girl was like on my way to, like, literally 2 days ago. Another girl was like, I literally just got done crying. And all the dudes, one dude goes, like, the first dude, he go like, man, I can't remember the last time I cried.
He capping.
And no, he not. He was, you know, he ain't got no reason to lie. One dude was like 6 months. And he was like, what was the reason? He was asking everybody what was their reasons. Every girl was just like it was every form of every level of thing.
School.
Little things, big things. Yeah. All dudes is like, yeah, I cry when my dad died. I cry when my dog died. All the dudes making it. So that just goes from the variety of things. Like, men really is, like, from years ago, and it's just brought upon all the way to today, that it's just now seeming like today is okay to
it's
cry.
It's okay to cry.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Or be expressive.
I ain't gonna lie. Nigga, I was crying when school was over.
I cried my last game of basketball. I remember that in high school. But it's so rare.
I cried my last
basketball game in high school,
I cried.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, me and all my teammates sitting there crying. Like, all my best friends.
It's over.
Yeah, we played all them years, you know, and that was our last game. And if you was either going to college or you're not, that's how you knew it was over after that. Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I mean, I cried, like, I remember crying in, like, the third grade because we lost a kickball game, nigga. Like, I cried. You can call me pussy, but, like, at the end of the day, like, you knew that, like, when it comes down to it, when it comes down to it, you know, I mean well.
Yeah.
I'm not just crying because I'm a bitch-ass nigga. I'm crying because, like, I
have feelings, and this means something to me.
This means something to me. So, I mean, if it doesn't mean anything to you, cool, but it ain't me. So, like, it is what it is. But, you know, to wrap it up, you know, I appreciate you. Stop by the Cribbo.
For sure.
If you didn't know now, you know, I love you.
Love you as well, bro.
A lot, bro. Like, I met you through my nigga Syme. So, like, you know, the fact that we were able to establish our own friendship really means a lot to me. And, you know, if you need anything, you know, come over whenever, nigga.
Appreciate that.
Anytime you want to come
over. That's love, baby. For sure. Appreciate you.